KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. A red flag warning begins at noon today and remains in effect until 9 p.m. tonight. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 83. Southerly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 53. Tonight, mainly clear skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Marina Flores with 13 News. Lawrence police arrested a man who confessed to strangling his grandmother. Dispatchers told officers the caller had confessed to killing his grandmother over the phone. At the home, officers knocked on the door until 25-year-old Marcus Casella eventually opened up the door. Inside, police found the 70-year-old victim unresponsive in bed. Officials declared her dead at the scene. And a new Kansas law is aimed at keeping foster families together without risking their license over someone's past. Governor Laura Kelly signed House Bill 2524, allowing some foster homes to stay licensed even if someone living there has a prior conviction. The new law creates some exceptions, even for people under the age of 26 who were placed in the home as children, and allows the state to grant or maintain a license if it does determine there are no safety concerns.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exterior.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Cherie Sample Hughes, Women in Government Board Chair. Alzheimer's disease often starts subtly with a memory slip, lost word, or forgotten appointment. For patients experiencing memory and thinking issues, there are FDA-cleared blood biomarker tests that can help detect the buildup of proteins in the brain that can lead to the symptoms of Alzheimer's disease. That's why early detection and diagnosis are so important. Sharing details about your memory and thinking issues with your doctor can help determine if testing is right for you. Find more at womeningovernment.org.
Corn is higher, soybeans, cattle, and hogs are all some degree of mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Farming's in your DNA and Stein's as well. Stein offers seed genetics developed by farmers for farmers. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. Soybeans have firmed up now modestly higher. Corn's up modestly as well with the strength in crude oil. May beans are a quarter higher at 1167.5. July's up a half at 1183.5. May corn's 4.25 higher at 453. July's up 4.25 at 461.75. Live cattle are now mostly lower and feeders are down. They both look technically weak. June live's down 85 at 246.50. August is 42 lower at 242.40. May feeders are down 212 at 363.15. And hogs are mixed, adjusting spreads with June up 57 at 101.62 and July 12 higher at 103.80. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Is your house ready for a fresh new look this spring? Then call Precision Contracting in Beloit. Owner Jeff Germark specializes in remodels and home improvements that can take your home from "we should fix that someday" to "wow, that looks great." From kitchens and bathrooms to projects you've been meaning to tackle for years, Jeff brings the craftsmanship and attention to detail to get the job done right. Give Jeff Germark at Precision Contracting a call today at 738-7251. Precision Contracting in Beloit, making your home projects look their best one job at a time.
Goddard Repair is a full-service repair shop and used semi and truck dealer, and their services go beyond the basics. They work on automotive vehicles all the way up to semi-trucks. Their certified technicians will provide you with competitive pricing and comprehensive service. Protect your commodities with ease with our Sherco Sherlocks and Cable Locks. Goddard Repair will keep your farm up and running. They offer several styles of truck beds for all your farm truck needs. Let them install your next truck bed or fifth wheel hitch. Goddard offers BMW trailer hitch sales and installation. Check out Goddard Repair on Highway 24 on the east side of Beloit. Call now at 738-2240 or check out GoddardRepair.com.
Think you'd spot a scam before it strikes? Think again. Join the Mitchell County Fraud Squad Thursday, April 23rd at Fort Hays Tech North Central in Beloit for Spot and Stop, a hands-on look at today's most common scams targeting your bank account, your phone, and your inbox. Enjoy a free meal starting at 5:30, followed by live demonstrations and a Q&A session at 6. Learn how to protect yourself from phishing, smishing, and vishing before they cost you. RSVP by April 20th with Stephanie Cadle at the Bank of Tescott, but walk-ins are still welcome. Stay sharp, stay safe, and stay one step ahead of the scammers.
A slow start for direct cash cattle and cash hog business. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Round Field Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is quiet, typical for a Monday. Bids and asking prices have yet to surface as buyers and sellers are busy taking inventory for the week. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until sometime Thursday or Friday. Dress deals in the north last week ranged from $385 to $392, mostly $388, which was steady to a dollar lower than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Live deals in the south range from $246 to $248.50, mostly $248. That's generally steady with the previous week's weighted averages. Box beef was sharply higher with very good demand for light offerings. Choice was up $2 at $383.06. Select was $5.92 higher at $382.52. That narrows that choice select spread to just 54 cents. In Nebraska last week, steers and heifers weighing less than 700 pounds sold $10 to $15 lower. Steers and heifers weighing more than 700 pounds were steady to $7 lower. The USDA says demand was moderate to good. Drought conditions have been persistent with showers being hit or miss. Medium and large one feeder steer, 651 to 697 pounds, brought 409 to 460.50. Feeder steers, 805 to 838 pounds, brought $352 to $434. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 600 to 649 pounds, brought $373 to $412. Cash hogs were not reported at midday. There were very light negotiated purchases. The cash hog market continues to struggle with consistency. With ample supplies of market-ready hogs, processors are able to move needed numbers without having to get too aggressive and their procurement efforts. The five-day rolling average for barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct is 91.13. It's 90.35 for the Iowa, Minnesota, and 91.28 for the Western Corn Belt. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $60. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for light offerings at $47 to $58. Barrels and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $45 to $55. And pork values were higher at midday, up $1.86 at $101.06. Picnics, loins, bellies, and hams were all higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Kansas basketball has added to its transfer class. On Monday, Leroy Plyden Jr. committed to the Jayhawks per Draft Express. The Toledo guard transfer is fresh off his official visit to campus, which he took over the weekend. The former MAC Rookie of the Year has three seasons of eligibility remaining. As a freshman, the 6'1" guard averaged 16.4 points per game on 50.7 shooting from two and 40.7% shooting from beyond the arc. He also recorded 4.0 rebounds, 4.5 assists, and 1.8 steals in 33.4 minutes per game. He consistently stuffed the box score for the Rockets. He scored at least 10 points with 5-plus boards and assists 6 times over the course of the season. His season high in assists was 13 against Buffalo, and his season high in rebounds was 9 in a road win over Ohio. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
Coming up, it's your KVNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden. Brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics.
And now for your Sports Bite.
Doug Boucher has retired as the strength and conditioning coach at Fort Hays State University. After 12 years, he coordinated with all athletic programs at Fort Hays State. Coach Boucher came to Fort Hays State University from training athletes in his strength and conditioning facility, Power Zone, located in Smith Center, Kansas. With Power Zone, individual athletes would train using the latest technology. Boucher also traveled to high schools and college conducting strength training, nutrition, and speed seminars, teaching all aspects of strength training. Boucher brought 30 years of coaching experience to Fort Hays State, where his teams have achieved championships in multiple sports at multiple levels. He is a member of the National Strength and Conditioning Association, has been a certified strength and conditioning specialist for over two decades. His experience ranges from high school to the college ranks. Coach Boucher also coached seven football players at Fort Hays State who were signed by NFL teams. He is a native of Smith Center, Kansas, and a 1984 graduate of Kansas State University. High school baseball today, it will be the 10-1 Beloit Trojans at Ellenwood. First pitch will begin at 4 p.m. It is a doubleheader. The Beloit Youth Track Meet, Boys and Girls Divisions 5 to 6 Division, 7, 8 Division, 9, 10 Division, 11, 12 Division, age as of May 1st, entry fee $25, payment by Venmo, QR, and checks payable. Beloit Track checks can be dropped off at Beloit Elementary School or mailed to Beloit Track at 702 Broadway Avenue, Beloit, Kansas. The entry deadline is May 4th. The Beloit Youth Track Meet is May 9th. For more information, contact Casey Seifert, 785-569-1499, or cseifert at usd273.org. Jess Lowry, 402-802-6438. Jess Curlow at yahoo.com. Again, the deadline is May the 4th, and the meet, the Beloit Youth Track Meet, is May 9th.
When it comes to metal building construction and grain storage services, you want a team with experience under their belt. That team is Singer Construction in Glen Elder. John Singer and his team are with you throughout the entire process from start to finish with over 30 years experience to ensure you are a satisfied customer. Trust the team with experience under their belt. Call John Singer with Singer Construction today, 785-545-4494. SingerConstructionLLC.com for your metal buildings and grain storage systems.
It may not be perfect boat weather yet, but Lund wants you ready for lake season. Right now, Wakana Boats and Motors in Glen Elder is offering rebates and savings up to $7,500 on all in-stock and special order Lund boats. With multiple ways to save, long-term competitive financing, and a huge carryover clearance on boats and pontoons, plus savings on used, this really is the time to upgrade. Trades are welcome. Step into a new boat now and reap the benefits this spring. Wakana Boats and Motors, let's get you on the water.
It's a blast to work in radio, and at KDNS KZDY, we are now hiring. Flexible part-time positions available in sales and scheduling. You must be comfortable talking with customers over the phone or in person, knowledgeable in basic computer skills, and willing to work independently. We can train the right fit. Pay is negotiable depending upon duties. Clean criminal record and valid driver's license are required. Call or text me, Lydia, at 545-4489 to set up an interview or for more information.
Solomon Valley Transportation of Jewel, Osborne, and Mitchell County is excited to announce their Miles and Miles of Prizes fundraiser for this year. You can visit Solomon Valley Transportation's Facebook page to see the details about this worthy fundraiser, all the great prizes, and how you can purchase tickets. Or you can call their office at 785-534-2395. Be on the lookout for daily prize winners each weekday starting in May. Tickets are limited, so buy yours today. Solomon Valley Transportation. They get you where you need to go, 1 mile at a time.
KD Country 94. We're your home for country.